Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and it's Saturday night. We're here live with Ian here.
And Manwich.
Anything goes on this program. Whether it be political or personal, whatever it is that you have on your mind, you can talk about it. Maybe you've got an agenda that you've always wanted to push, and you've tried calling other radio shows, and they always screen you out. Not so on this program. We'll take anything.
That's right. Free Talk Live is your forum about anything you want to talk about.
Exactly. And don't forget, you can also log on, because we're not just about phone calls, but that is the primary ingredient to this show. You can send us an email if you'd like at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read it live on the air. Plus, don't forget, we stream the show live at freetalklive.com. So maybe you're out of, you're just passing through a particular area where you're picking up our signal and you don't have it back at your home, or you're visiting somewhere and listening to the show and you want to hear it when you get back home, just log on at freetalklive.com and you can tune into us live 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time at night. And also, of course, this show, we're here from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So there you go. Log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you tonight by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
Now, again, this is a show you can take control of. So if any time you're bored to tears by the topic, don't tune out. Call in and change it. You have that level of control over Free Talk Live. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, we bring things to the table every night that we'd like to talk about, and pulling this from the advocates from self-government, advocates for self-government, the people who created the world's smallest political survey, they have a little bi-weekly sort of a newsletter that goes out, and in it they have kind of the good news, the bad news, the unbelievable news. And I don't know which category this one was in, but it's interesting nonetheless. A British economist, and I would put quotes around that word, has come up with a novel argument for high taxes. According to him, taxes make people happier by encouraging them to work less. Don't you feel that way, Manwich? Do high taxes make you happier because you want to work less because of it?
I want to work less because of high taxes? No, I work. I would probably work just as hard whether the taxes are less or more, but
I think you're right.
Offended that people take money from me.
Absolutely. Well, he says the bizarre theory is being advanced by Richard Layard in his new book, Happiness. An excerpt from it was published in the January 17th issue of Time magazine. Layard, a co-director at the UK's Centre for Economic Performance at the London School of Economics, writes, "Tick taxes. While cutting them is very much in vogue in Western democracies, taxes are clearly performing some useful function." And I wonder what that might possibly be.
Mm-hmm. Robbing people of their hard-earned money.
Yeah. "Beyond that of raising money to pay for public expenditure, they are holding us back from an even more fevered way of life. It is efficient to discourage work effort that makes society worse off. Thus, taxation is a way of containing the rat race, and we should stop apologizing for its dreadful disincentive effects." This guy's an apologist for taxation, is what he is.
He's
wacky. Can you believe this dude?
It's weird. It's a weird thing to say.
How he can call himself an economist, I don't understand. He said, continuing here, this is not the actual author, this is the article. "Undrop your jaw and consider Layard's logic. High taxes can discourage people from working harder? No economist disputes this. Grab an ever larger chunk of a person's paycheck, and they sensibly become reluctant to work more. Why kill yourself to enrich the government? When we work less, we're happier. Thus, in Layard's bizarro world, high taxes must equal more happiness. Of course, if we have the higher and higher taxes go, the more oppressive the government gets, and the less wealth can be created. And if you don't have wealth, there's no way you can be happy, in my opinion."
I would say that, I've been poor, and I've been doing well, and I think doing well is better.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, even being poor in the United States of America is doing well compared to being poor in, say, India or North Korea.
Yeah.
And those are countries without even a fraction of the wealth that we have here. Well, what's wrong with this logic? Start with this. Layard's underlying premise is that ordinary folks are not smart enough to decide how much we should work.
That's his problem.
Left unattended, we foolishly work too hard and get caught up in a fervored way of life. You know, that's something that's always bothered me. Something that's always bothered me is overtime laws, where if you work at a job, and I used to work for Kmart, for instance, and you couldn't work more than 40 hours a week.
Okay.
Because if you did work more than 40 hours a week, the federal overtime laws kicked in and demanded that you got paid time and a half for your work. Because apparently some bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., or a group of bureaucrats at some point decided that 40 hours was enough. 40 hours was just about what the average man should be working. And I think in France it's something like 30 hours, and in other countries they all have different limits on what the right amount, in the bureaucrat's mind at least, of work is. Now, it's been said that you'll never be successful unless you work more than 40 hours in a week, because you have to do above and beyond the average man to really make it, I guess, in the world. And I always thought that it was really crappy to be punished for wanting to work more, because the company had a disincentive. They did not want me to work more than 40 hours. I mean, they might have normally wanted me to work more than 40 hours in a week, and I might have wanted to do that. In fact, I did. I wanted to make as much money as I could. But if I was to get up towards 40 hours, they'd say, no, we'll find somebody else to come in.
What if the company wants to penalize you for not wanting to work as much as they want you to work?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? What if the company wants you to work 50 hours a week and you want to work 30?
Well, then I guess I should go get a job somewhere else. You should have the freedom to contract with the company that you work with. If I want to get a job where I work 12 hours a week and there's a company that's offering a position like that and they're willing to pay me for those 12 hours, we got a deal. If I want to work 70 hours a week and there's a company that wants me to work 70 hours a week, how is it the government steps in there and says, "Whoa, we've decided you can only work 40 hours a week at regular price." So instead of me being able to create more wealth for myself, I'm stopped. I'm prevented forcibly from working beyond 40 hours in a week. Now, it doesn't apply to me anymore because I have my own radio show at this point, but it still applies to millions of people in this country. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it makes it so those people who have one job and are working and would like to, maybe they really like that one job that they're working 40 hours a week at. Maybe they really like it and they don't want to go work at 7-Eleven on the weekends to make the extra couple hundred dollars that they need to support their family. They'd rather just go ahead and work the extra 15 hours at their regular job. But their regular job won't let them because they'd have to pay them more. I think that sucks, personally. Anyway, Layard's underlying premise is that ordinary folks are not smart enough to decide how much we should work. Left unattended, we foolishly work too hard and get caught up in the fervored way of life, fevered way of life. How sad. So wise politicians must step in and use the tax rate to carefully modulate our ambition. If our rulers see us working too hard, they simply boost the tax rate. We then work less and become happier. It's that simple. Boy, it's so good we got people looking out for us.
Yeah, it's a good thing that this jackass is looking out for us.
Except that it's not that simple. There are at least two glaring mistakes in this man's argument. First, high taxes frequently encourage people to work more, not less. In 2005, most American families will pay more in taxes than they pay for food, clothing, and shelter combined, according to the Tax Foundation. That's a sad statistic, huh?
Not good.
As a result, most families need two paychecks to survive, and this has forced millions of wives and some would-be stay-at-home husbands into the workforce. The result? More work, less happiness, and I would add, less solid families. A more destructive family structure in this country. We'll continue this, see what this British idiot has to say. 1-800-259-9231. His mind wrecked by socialism. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent, per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better, I feel better during the day, I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can get interactive online.
You can log on to the website, the website at freetalklive.com and check out the updates. If you click on the little updates section, you'll receive all the information about the show first. You'll get it before anybody else.
Yeah, even if it's just a new Shriner, something fresh on the freetalklive.com website, you don't have to keep checking the website to see if there are updates. I'll send you an update and let you know there's an update on the website.
We don't sell your email address. We don't give it away.
Nope.
If we don't even know where to sell it or to whom to give it.
No, certainly not.
So,
and if we sell it, we'll ask you for permission first and give you a chunk. How about that?
There you
go. How many other people will do that for you?
How much do you think an email is worth?
It ain't worth much.
I can't imagine it being worth very much either.
We're not going to sell your emails.
And I mean, there's 200 registered users. What are we going to get out of that? 50 cents?
Yeah, something like that. So don't you don't have to worry about that. It's simply for informational purposes only. Again, there at freetalklive.com. And there's a bunch of other cool stuff on the website. Be sure you check that out, freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this article from this, well, actually a book by some British economist who just totally doesn't have his head screwed on, right? He thinks that more taxes, make people happier. Can you believe this?
I think he's an idiot.
Yeah. His reasoning, his logic behind it is that, well, the more taxes, the more people, the less people want to work, and therefore they're happier because they're working less. He must really hate his job as an economist, don't you think? I mean, because I have always enjoyed the work that I've done. Now, I know there are some Americans that don't like their jobs, but that's not my fault. It's not my problem that you've got a job you don't like. Go get another one. Go find a career that you're going to enjoy. Because you should like your job. I mean, the more you like your job, the less like work it becomes, in my opinion.
You know, I had this problem for years, until I was 29, I think. I worked at just different jobs, and I'd like it for the first couple of months, and then after a while, I wouldn't like it, and I don't think I worked any place for more than 2 years. Just didn't like wherever it was that I worked. And accidentally, I fell into radio. And ever since then, I've really liked what I do. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'd never go back to working for a living. Because it really stunk.
Yeah, sure. Well, not everybody can fall into radio. Not everybody can get, you know, obviously this business can only be so large. But there's something out there for everyone. I mean, it's best if you can parlay what you love most into your career. So work on it. If you're somewhere you don't want to be, think about where you do want to be. Maybe get a part-time job in that industry and get your foot in the door.
Go on the internet and take one of those career tests that they have online that'll tell you what line of work you'd be best suited for.
Well, you should know what you like. I mean, you should have some hobbies, right? And if you can make that hobby into your career, then by all means, you know, go for it.
Video games and girls?
You could be a pimp. You could...
Pimp will get you put in jail.
Well, only if you're sloppy. All right, so continuing the article here, these advocates for self-government are refuting this economist's claims. They're saying that first, high taxes encourage people to work more and not less, because the more taxes are taken from you, the more you need to make more money so you can support your family and buy stuff and pay the bills and eat, that sort of thing. Says, second, high taxes actually destroy jobs. Even Laird admits that having a job is a good thing, as long as you don't work too hard, of course. He writes this, quote, unemployment causes misery that goes far beyond the effect of loss of income. The problem is, as the Heritage Foundation points out, every percentage point increase in government consumption spending reduces the economy's potential rate of economic growth by as much as 0.3 percentage points. So every dollar the government spends that is yours takes a hit on the economy's effectiveness. Since high taxes lead to more government spending and slower economic growth leads to fewer jobs, higher taxes cause fewer jobs. And the result, more unemployment and more misery. So this British economist says that, okay, it's bad to work too much, but being unemployed, that's not good. So he's kind of got this middle area, I guess, that he wants everybody to be in. I wonder what he would suggest the amount of hours per week would be correct.
I would suggest it's none of his business how many hours a week I work. Thanks for the help.
You can make all the suggestions you want, Mr. British Economist, but please just lay off passing laws, okay? Lay off forcing your opinions on everybody,
like our
government does.
I hope your book really sells, but don't get into government, okay?
Yeah. In a rare moment of good sense in the book Happiness, Laird writes that public policy, quote, should be judged by how it increases human happiness and reduces human misery. He's got a point. Unfortunately for him, high taxes reduce human happiness and increase human misery. Someday, perhaps even out-of-touch British economists will figure that out. Boy, if only the media in the United States would judge new laws based on that criteria. Like whether or not people are made more happy by them. Because I can't name any laws that would make anybody more happy.
They're only meant to control you.
It's coercion. There are certain people who benefit from some laws. But the overall effect of all of the laws means that they get hurt more. I mean, yeah, there's some people that actually benefit from a welfare program. Very few who actually deserve it. But they're out there. And the government is so great at always holding them up and saying, look at Mrs. Jameson, she's receiving a check from the government, she's crippled, and thank goodness for the welfare program. But they don't talk about all of the people that lost their jobs because of the increased taxation that went to fund the new welfare program.
Well, those people, I don't think jobs are really a problem. I really don't believe that there's a shortage of jobs in the United States.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, when you increase taxation, there's a good chance that people are going to lose their jobs. Just like when you increase the minimum wage, people on the lower end of the economic scale, the economic ladder, they lose their jobs. Mom and pop businesses go out of business. But they only show, look at Johnny. He's been working a minimum wage job for 10 years, and now he gets an extra quarter an hour. But they don't show you the 10 people who lost their jobs in order so that Johnny could get his extra quarter an hour. That's what I'm saying.
So, understand.
For the very few beneficiaries of any given government program, there are many, many more hidden individuals who are being hurt. And that's something that I know the Downsize DC organization is working on, one of our favorite organizations. Downsize DC, we're going to be talking to them a little bit more about a media partnership next week. But they are working on bringing forward those stories, bringing forward those examples of those the mom-and-pop business who has to absorb a minimum wage increase and therefore cut their costs or cut their staff or go out of business entirely because they can't afford the rent anymore as a result of it. I mean, imagine if we just took off all of these burdens. We talked about, I was listening to an archive from a week ago. Yes, that's right, I actually listened to this show where we were talking about the minimum wage and just making it go away. And if we just made Social Security go away, imagine the boost to the economy that could have. The 15% that you're not getting in your paycheck. Imagine if you had a 15% raise tomorrow morning. Wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
It'd be great.
1-800-259-9231. Where are we going next, man?
Oh, I don't know.
800-259. You're supposed to be ready with that stuff. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control because Manwich isn't ready to. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring us anything. Political, personal, anything goes. We're here live. It's Saturday night. Anything. You got an agenda? You got an issue you want to push? The phone lines are open. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Maybe you missed a segment of the show. You're in and out of the car all night and you didn't catch everything. And you want to. Well, you can log on. Because usually within a matter of hours after the end of the show at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, a matter of hours later, the archive is available for free. There's no membership fee. You just log on and there they are. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described, only at freetalklive.com.
That's a huge value. No other radio show, no other national radio show does that for you.
That's true. You're right. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. What is this global dimming thing? Man, what's that all about?
Well, I've got an article that I thought was pretty funny. You know, you're always hearing about global warming. As a matter of fact, the media talks about global warming as though it's true.
They do, don't they?
They talk about it as though it's a given. There's gravity, taxes, and global dimming. You got to have all those things.
Wait, global dimming?
Yeah, global dimming.
Well, you were just talking about global warming.
Excuse me, global warming. Pardon me.
Okay.
Global warming. I'm looking at the dimming article.
Got it.
As though global warming's just true. Let me read this article to you. We're all seeing rather less of the sun, according to scientists who have been looking at 5 decades of sunlight measurements. They have reached the disturbing conclusion that the amount of solar energy reaching the Earth's surface has been gradually falling. Paradoxically, the decline in sunlight may mean that global warming, apparently they're talking about global warming, has something to do with this. I mean,
huh?
Yeah.
Wait, if there's less sunlight, doesn't that mean things will get colder?
Right, it's crazy. Let me finish with
it.
Paradoxically, the decline of the sunlight means that global warming is a far greater threat to the society than previously thought. The effect was spotted by Gary Stanhill, English scientist working in Israel. Cloud changes. Comparing Israel's sunlight records from the 1950s with current ones, Dr. Stanhill is astonished to find a large fall in solar radiation. Doesn't it sound to you like they'll do anything to push this global warming agenda?
They're talking about what one scientist found, right?
Right.
I mean, there's not a consortium of scientists who have all agreed on this, is
but
there?
But don't we want less solar radiation?
I don't know, man. Didn't you go outside this past week? We're here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and it was a high of 85 or something like that last week.
Plenty warm. There's a staggering 22% drop in the sunlight, and that really amazed me. Intrigued, he searched records from all around the world since the 1950s.
Huh.
It's difficult to know what kind of tools were used for this. It's one guy.
But where is this being reported in? I mean, who's reporting on this? A major news source?
It's a major news source.
Or is it the Global Warming Monthly or something?
BBC News.
BBC News, okay. So they've managed to make a headline article, basically, out of what one jackball is saying in Israel somewhere?
Yep. Although the effect varied greatly from place to place, overall decline amounted to 1 to 2% globally every decade between the 50s and the 90s. Dr. Stanhill called it global dimming. But his research, published in 2001, met a skeptical response from other scientists.
Well, that's good. Scientists are always good for being skeptics.
It was only recently when his conclusions were confirmed by Australian scientists using a completely different method to estimate solar radiation that climate scientists at last woke to the reality of global dimming. Mm. Dimming appears to be caused by air pollution. Burning coal, oil, wood, whatever.
Please.
The visible air pollution reflects sunlight back into space, preventing it from being... Because the particles seed the formation of water droplets.
Didn't you say recently that the air quality has been getting better?
Yes, air quality is getting better in the United States.
Well, okay. Oh, so, okay, we're talking about Australia and Israel then. So
right.
Nobody's actually...
Well, this is globally.
Okay, got it.
Okay, perhaps the most alarming aspect of global dimming is that we may have led scientists to underestimate the true power of the greenhouse effect. They know how much money, extra energy is being trapped in the Earth's atmosphere by extra carbon dioxide we have placed there. What has been surprising is that the extra energy has so far resulted in a temperature rise of just 0.6 degrees Celsius.
These scientists...
This is science? 6 degrees Celsius? I mean, doesn't the Earth sort of go through...
Yeah, we had an ice age not too long ago.
I mean,
they were these same doomsday scientists were predicting another ice age back in the 70s.
They absolutely were. I remember it clearly from the news that they were predicting the new ice age. Suddenly we're going to freeze over. Everything's going to get frozen.
The idea that, I mean, on the scale of the Earth, human beings are like little ants. I mean, the idea that these bunch of little ants could have some sort of an effect, this climatic catastrophic effect on the Earth, is just ludicrous to me. Now, I'm no scientific expert. I don't deem to be an environmentalist expert. There is a book out there, though, that I've heard much about. It's by, I think, a former environmentalist, or a real environmentalist, I guess, named Bjorn Lomberg, I think. And it's called The Skeptical Environmentalist.
Uh-huh.
And he apparently had kind of bought into all of the global warming lies over the years. And then he decided to do his own research and check into it and found out that it was all a bunch of crap. Basically. And what is the point here? I mean, what do these people really want? Do they want us to go back to the Stone Age?
That's what they want. They want to see the elimination of the combustion engine. They want to see us return to the Stone Ages.
I wouldn't mind seeing the combustion engine eliminated either, but I'd rather have the free market take care of it by creating a more efficient, non-combusting style engine. I think that could be something that would happen in the future.
I think that if we got government regulation out of it, it certainly would be.
If we got the government out of the automotive industry.
They want it out of the automotive and
the fuel industry.
The fossil fuel industry.
Right.
I mean, it's huge. We support these people, the fossil fuel companies, just enormously, and that's why they have such a stranglehold on us.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
It is. It's not a good thing.
The government basically, I mean, these people who are crying and yelling and screaming about global warming, they want more regulations. And that's the thing that they don't get. I mean, I've talked to plenty of the Green Party members.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can convince them that government is bad for the environment, then they can be converted over to basically liberty lovers.
Sure.
Because they want to have a clean environment. Who doesn't want a clean environment?
Everybody
I want to have clean.
That.
I want to have clean water. I want to have a nice clean air to breathe. I want to enjoy my life outside when I'm outside, etc. But the more government takes control of these things, the worse it's going to get. And you can look at any example anything. When government owns a plot of land versus a private company owning a plot of land, it's government that pollutes the land. Or government will lease it to a company who doesn't care about the land because they don't own it, and they'll pollute it. The government will either pollute it themselves or allow it to be polluted. I mean, the polluted land in this country is mostly government property. Government is not an effective steward of the environment. Only the free market is.
I'm afraid that's so.
And I understand that sounds kind of scary to some people. Oh, no. Well, if we let people own their own property, then they could just destroy it. Well, why would they want to do that? Have the people that say that sort of thing, have they ever owned their own house? Have they ever owned their own piece of property? I mean, have you ever owned a piece of property? Because when you own something, you want to take care of it in order so that maybe you can sell it down the road. Like, I bought a house, I want to take care of it real nice, so when I move to New Hampshire, someone else might want to buy it. But if I go to my house and take a sledgehammer to the walls, set it on fire, I'm not going to get much of my money left. I'm not going to get any money out of that.
Nope.
When's all said and done. Same thing applies to the environment, basically. We want to hear from you, though. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Saturday night, and it's Ian here with you.
And, man, which...
we're here until 8 o'clock. No, it's the 8 o'clock hour right now. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And if you want to talk about politics, we'll talk about politics. If you want to talk about your personal life, something going on, you want to get some outside opinions, we're here for you. If you want to do something in between, we're cool with that, too. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can literally take control. And also, don't forget that you can get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. Sure, you can call in, and that's what the show's all about, but we also have the bulletin board system, which is open 24 hours a day. We're only on 3 hours a day, usually during the week, from Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern time, and then 2 hours on Saturday night, but the bulletin board system is 24/7. You can go there and get interactive with over 250 of our listeners. You can read thousands of posts. There's all kinds of controversy going on there, and it's all on the house. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So check that out. 1-800-259-9231. I'll tell you, man, it must be just a slow news day in America, because we already talked about one article, or we already talked about this British economist a little while ago. All my prep tonight comes out of Britain.
Mine's international also.
Yeah, here's one for you. Now, interestingly enough, the U.S. government just came out with the new food pyramid. We talked about that in this past week. And on that food pyramid, which, by the way, I have no respect for the government's recommendations on what to eat whatsoever. I'm not trying to prop it up. But on the food pyramid, it said that you're supposed to get 30 to 90 minutes of exercise per day. Is that what it was?
It was 30 to 90, right?
30 to 90 minutes of exercise per day. Well, As usual, those pesky scientists are in disagreement about that sort of thing. In fact, scientists in Germany have found that too much exercise... Actually, the news is coming out of the UK, but I guess it's about Germany. It's the news that all the sloths have been waiting for. Scientists in Germany have found that too much exercise is bad for you. And that doing less could actually lengthen your life.
Well, there's less wear and tear on the body.
Yeah, well, it's you know, who do you believe in all this, right? What do you do when you're confronted with this information? In a new book called The Joy of Laziness, How to Slow Down and Live Longer, Dr. Peter Ochst, retired professor of health science at Fulda University near Frankfurt, and his daughter, Dr. Michaela Ochst-Gademann, a GP, say that everybody has a limited amount of life energy, and that the speed with which it is consumed determines their lifespan. They argue that high-energy activities, such as pounding the treadmill at the gym, accelerates the aging process and makes the body more susceptible to illness. A more relaxed way of life is important for your health, according to the doctor. If you lead a stressful life and exercise excessively, your body produces hormones which lead to high blood pressure and can damage your heart and arteries.
Hmm.
Dr. Ochst-Gademann said that the one key difference between the lazy and those who exercise was that the more active body produces more free radicals, unstable oxygen molecules that are believed to speed the aging process. She then added that laziness is also important for a healthy immune system, because special immune cells are stronger in times of relaxation than stress.
Hmm.
During relaxation or downtime, your metabolism is less active, which means that the body produces fewer free radicals.
You know, this is... It's contrary to everything that, up to this point, I mean, exercise has always been good, 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 but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like they've done some research.
Well, you know, the most bizarre thing is when you see the exercise nuts keel over and die.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Well, it hasn't happened to Jack LaLanne yet, but, I mean, there's plenty, yeah, you're right, there's plenty of people who are just regimented. I mean, they've got their exercise program, they're in the gym 7 times a week.
Well, look at professional athletes. They don't live long.
Really?
No.
I didn't know that.
No, they're statistically much less likely to, you know, make it to 65 than most. Now, also, I've heard about a story. Let's see, I used to work as a personal trainer, and I heard about a story about a guy who had gotten off the treadmill and was checking his carotid pulse.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an older gentleman, checked his carotid pulse, loosened a piece of plaque that was on his carotid artery, you know, like by, you know, pushing on
it. Okay.
So he loosened a piece of plaque.
Caused a stroke?
Stroke and killed him dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like that. Boom.
Wow, right there in
and
the gym.
And if you exercise in the morning, you are statistically much more likely to keel over and die of a heart attack before 10 a.m.
Fascinating. Why is that?
Stress in the body in the morning.
Huh. Well, if you do a lot of sport or are permanently stressed, then your body will produce more free radicals, and that's one reason why your life could be shortened. Dr. Ochst-Gademann, 37, and her 65-year-old father, who are both reformed long-distance runners, also say that laughing is healthier than running.
Mm-hmm.
When you laugh, your body produces the hormone serotonin, which makes you feel happy and relaxed. The heartbeat races and blood pressure is raised for a short while without activating your metabolism and producing the free radicals, which spend your life energy. Besides,
your life energy.
Basically, laughing is a good training session without the negative side effects. So the book also says that laziness is good for the brain. It says that exercise and stress can cause the body to produce the hormone cortisol, which can damage cells in the brain and lead to memory loss and premature senility. To illustrate the theory that laziness equals longevity, The Joy of Laziness also suggests that early risers are more prone to stress and that late sleepers live longer because they conserve their energy.
I'll live forever then.
People who would rather laze in a hammock instead of running a marathon, or who take a nap instead of playing squash, whatever that is.
Squash is similar to racquetball.
Have a better chance of living into old age. Dr. Ochst and his daughter advise readers that gentle walking, their own preferred form of exercise, is sufficient to keep people in shape if combined with a sensible diet that is low in carbohydrates and high in protein. So they're saying, do a little bit. Walking, that's enough for them, apparently. Fascinating.
We'll come back to it.
There's a little bit more to this, and of course they interview regular doctors, I guess, next, the old school style, the ones that like fitness and all that. We'll see what they have to say. 1-800-259-9231. What do you think? Is it better to sit around or better to run your ass off? This is Free Talk Live.
The
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. It's a Saturday night edition. We're actually here live. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
here till 10 o'clock Eastern time.
I'd like to recommend logging on the website and checking out the Shrine of Female Listeners. On the shrine, you can see, I don't know, how many is about 30 gals who have sent us pictures in the past, and they're all listeners. They've all sent their pictures of their own free will. We just got a new Shriner.
Yes, we did.
She's an author, and you can check out her book. What's her name?
C.F. Jackson.
C.F. Jackson.
Most of our Shriners, we don't know their last name.
Right.
In her case, we don't know her first name. C. something. All right, so talking about this new book that's out called The Joy of Laziness, and it's kind of flying straight in the face of the, I guess, the old school of, well, you're supposed to exercise to live longer. You're supposed to exercise to stay healthy. And they're saying that you only have a certain amount of life energy, and the more you exercise, the quicker it uses it up. You know, your heart beats faster, and you basically die sooner as a result of that.
Well, that part sounds like mumbo-jumbo to me, life energy. But there's some science research behind this too that they discuss in the article, so I think it's kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And so they're saying here that that you could just basically do some simple walking If you want
I do recommend walking. I think that it's a great form of exercise.
Yeah, and you get outside and get a little bit of fresh air. And
I also like elliptical cross trainers. There's less impact.
I don't know what that means.
They're a device like a treadmill that
where you move the arms and the legs.
The legs. The reason is it uses the larger muscles.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to walking, which is kind of a skeletal movement.
Hmm.
You can see how your weight is supported on your legs, as opposed to...
So I know my fiancé is looking into getting a treadmill. Would you say that an elliptical cross trainer is a preferable
I would,
sort of thing?
And that's my opinion, yes.
So they're saying take it easy, basically, is what they're saying. We try to put our own ideas into practice, but this doesn't mean we do nothing all day, said the doctor. Laziness should not be to the extreme, and work is an important part of life. But recreation and relaxation should not be underestimated. The Joy of Laziness, which is going to be published here, I guess, in the next week, is apparently going to be essential reading for Dan Curran, the 29-year-old deputy editor of Idler. Idler, which is the literary magazine. The book definitely makes sense to me. He says, I spend one day a week in the office and the rest of my time involved in a lot of relaxation. Must be nice. I manage one day in the office. Having the right amount,
I don't know how he can even do it.
Having the right,
so confused.
Right amount of laziness in your life is a vital component to being happy. We live in a culture of guilt where laziness is scorned. However, I firmly believe that we do not need to do half as much exercise as people think, and it's very important to just lie down and do nothing sometimes. The medical establishment, of course, is skeptical. The head of science and ethics at the British Medical Association said that moderate exercise should not be set aside in favor of lazing around. She says it's a very tempting theory that many of us feel that we cannot be bothered with exercise. However, I would not agree that people have a set amount of expendable energy during a lifetime and that exercise is bad for you. In fact, if it's done sensibly, exercise can lower blood pressure, improve your metabolic state, and can improve health and contribute to a longer life. So who the hell do we believe, Manwich? Do we believe the people that want you to exercise more, or do we believe the people that want you to exercise less? My answer is do what feels right for you.
I think moderation is the answer.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. Coming back, unless you want to take over the show, we're going to tell you about the ban now on spanking your children. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...